Hello, everyone. Welcome to Same Beginning, New Start podcast. I'm your host, Monroe, also known as Ro Exodus. A little background about myself. I've been saved about 13 years now. It's been a real tough, rough journey, but very enjoying, fun, and fulfilled. I'm an independent Christian hip-hop artist. I have several music out here on tracks and links. I'll share that throughout the time of me podcasting. I'm new to this podcast thing, so bear with me. I'm just hoping that, you know, in this experience, we can all learn and grow together and become stronger and closer to our Heavenly Father. So, without further ado, this is my first podcast of the year. Actually, my first podcast, period. And the first topic I want to talk about is prayer. See, I read from a motivational book every day, and I'm going to be reading some of that stuff every day. And I'm going to share today's motivational quote, and it comes from this book I read called In Moments Like These. It's from a very known pastor. He's very well known, Dr. David Jeremiah. And I got this book from him, from his website. Now, in today's reading, it's called Patterns of Prayer. Now, that is something that's very important that we all should have in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual walk following Christ, is prayer. That's the main thing we should have in this lifestyle, because that's our communication with our Father. That's the way we talk to Him. That's the most important thing we have, is being able to talk to Him. That's a very special gift. So without further ado, we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. Now, as it reads on here, Patterns of Prayer, it says on here from the scripture, Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And again, that's from Philippians 4:6. If someone suggests prayer according to Acts, they may mean to follow this pattern: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Or you can use the praise pattern: praise, repentance, ask, intercede, speak the word, and enjoy His presence. Those and other acronyms serve as good patterns for prayer. Ways to keep prayer purposeful. The prayer Jesus gave His disciples is also helpful. We know it as the Lord's Prayer, though it could be called the disciples' prayer. Matthew 6:9-13. It begins with praise, verse 9. A desire for God's kingdom, verse 10. A petition for provision, that's verse 11. A desire to be forgiving and forgiven, verse 12. A prayer for spiritual protection, verse 13, and concludes with a confession of God's sovereignty, verse 13. Such an outline has served Christians well for 20 centuries. Now, first pray. Second, develop a pattern of prayer that incorporates themes of praise, thanksgiving, confession, meditation, intercession, petition, and more. Such patterns can serve as a guide for the time you spend alone with God. Now, let's talk about that for a second. As it says, it creates a pattern that can serve as a guide for the time you spend alone with God. Like, you should have a pattern when you're speaking with God. You know, because you're basically just opening up to Him. You're speaking things that you normally would not speak to Him, to other people about. You should truly just be able to open up to God about whatever, whenever, however, you know, because in reality, He's the only one that can help you, you know. And when you pray to Him, just be open-hearted and truthful. You have to speak truthful. That's why he requests us to pray. He wants you to speak to Him. He actually, God admires nothing more than you speaking to him, you know, because, I mean, as being a father, I like my kids to speak to me and let me know what's their problem. You see God the same way. God loves for us to speak to him so we can tell him our problems and what's going on. That's how important prayer is. That's how important I love to see how powerful prayer is, because I love speaking to my father. So, you know, without further ado, I want to bring this to a conclusion. Don't want to make this too long, but I will be having more. We'll be doing more blogs or more posts. I'm going to try to do some every other day, if not every day. But definitely I'll be putting up more content. I'll be throwing in some music here and there. On certain days, you never know. I'm going to see how I'm going to wing it out. But I do thank everyone for listening. And I definitely look forward to speaking to you all again. Thank you. And you enjoy, and Happy New Year to everyone. God bless. Love you all.